And it's our 35th anniversary show. We started this program back in 1989, and I am overwhelmed with the amount of text messages that are coming in with some really good memories and compliments on the show. We really appreciate that. If you want to send us a text, it's 504-260-1870. I had the opportunity yesterday to meet with a reporter, Mike Smith, and photographer Chris Granger from the Times-Picayune Advocate, and they're going to be doing a story on my 35th anniversary and radio career. It should be in the newspaper next week. All right. In fact, let's get to some of those text messages right now, and this one says, congrats from Airline Park. You have gone far. Yeah, that was the little playground where I grew up playing ball, and I got some great friends that still go there. And we had a dedication, in case you didn't hear, if you're familiar with that area, Chick Kaplan, who was the founder. The gym was dedicated in his name. Here's one that says, happy anniversary. Been listening since 1998. Enjoy the news and info you report. Keep it up and good health to you. Can't wait for Ride the Bull getting back in the yak. Keep on paddling. Yeah, we're going to be involved by Bayou Isle TV, that is, in Ride the Bull. Chris LeCocq is going to document the capture of some broodstock of redfish that are going to be donated to Recreational Fishing Research Institute. Those fish, we're going to take them to a fish hatchery in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, where the fingerlings, the spawn, will be introduced back into Louisiana. It'll be the first redfish stocking in Louisiana, and we're going to document it on Bayou Wild TV. So tune it in for a future episode. We got that was from the Lafayette Yacker. He's back in heaven with his boudin. Yeah, he's been out of town. Welcome back, Yacker. Dixie Ranch Wildlife Management Club. They've been listening and enjoying your company at the camp. Come see us again. Yeah, I got to do that. Sometime this hunting season, I'm going to drop in there and spend some time with y'all at the Dixie Ranch. Great group of people. Tim and Gonzalez, he's been listening since 2 months before Katrina. I remember that for sure. Here's one that says, I used to share fishing reports to Jimmy Dixon when he would give the fishing report to Bob Del Giorno. Big mistake. Why was it a big mistake? More to that story. Here's one that says, your first WW years were in AM radio, not till after Katrina. FM came along. No, Worm, the FM's been around a lot longer than that. It's been AM, FM ever since I've been on. Here's one that says, you're playing Reveille was the wake-up call for me and my friends while fishing Chandelier Island off of headboats out of Biloxi. Thanks for that memory. Here's one that says, thanks for your show in promoting the Cajun invasion. My brother and I went to Alaska and had the trip of a lifetime. We're forever grateful. P.S. We're both Rummel graduates. Ray to pride. Yeah, the Cajun invasions to Alaska, South Dakota, and Arkansas. We did many, many of them and broadcast a show from Alaska and some of those other obscure places. Tim in Pascagoula says, happy 35th. I've been listening many years. You're the trusted voice. This one says, been listening as long as your show has been on Talk 106.5 in Mobile. Love the show. Yeah, we've got a great listening audience on WAVH FM Talk 106.5. Sean Sullivan, he also does a local outdoor show there. Sean's a very good broadcaster himself, and they got a great little station, one of the great radio stations in Mobile, Talk 106.5. Here's one that says, can't remember the first time I listened, but it was on the houseboat in Flat Point. The favorite was when Latte and I came to a show at one of your anniversary shows. That's from my buddy Dean. And, of course, Latte is the sister of my German short hair pointer, Smokey. And they do very well hunting together, and we're looking forward to another season not too far off. Here's a question. Are croaker fillets good bait for flounder? Yes, indeed. They would be good, along with many other things, for the bottom-feeding flounders. All right, we're going to get back to as many of your text messages as we can. Keep them coming, 504-260-1870. And when I come back, we're going to talk to Mike Gallo. The passing of a longtime fan of this show, a great fisherman and a founder of the New Orleans Big Game Fishing Club, and a heck of a good guy, Dutch Prager, one of Mike Gallo's friends as well as a customer. We'll talk to Mike about Dutch and bring back some memories right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bay report with Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures of Louisiana is a presentation of CETO. That's the group for $249 a year. You get a membership to bring you unlimited fuel drops, jumpstart those electrical problems,
Whatever it's going to take to get you back safely to your dock, CETO is there. They're like AAA on the water, and what they're really offering, peace of mind for you and your loved ones. It's one phone call away to Captain Chris. Take this number down, 504-301-4545. Or if you prefer to do it the easy way, just get on your computer or your iPhone and go to CETO.com. And you'll get signed up. Captain Mike joins us now. And Mike, this is a sad time, and I'm getting people who are texting me. They're hearing the news about the passing of a very good friend of ours and yours, Dutch Prager. He was a longtime listener of this program. He listened to us religiously every Saturday morning. He was one of the last people that used to send me letters, actual handwritten letters with stamps on an envelope. And then finally he mastered the email, and he's been sending me emails ever since. He was a founder of the New Orleans Big Game Fishing Club. He was a very successful businessman. He was a World War II veteran and just a heck of a great guy, and I know you're going to miss him. Tell the people about your relationship with Dutch Prager.
Well, Don, I started fishing with Dutch Prager right after Hurricane Katrina. We fished a couple of years together. We probably fished five or six times a year. And then Al Calabrese, who's a friend as well, came along and he fished with me. And Al always fished by himself. And Dutch, even, I guess that's 14, 15 years ago, even at 14 or 15 years ago, Dutch would have partners that couldn't make the trip. And Dutch would tell me, hey, I can't fish by myself. I can't afford it. I said, Dutch, you just come along and don't worry about the money. Let's go. And I took him, but I really didn't like going by myself and Dutch. If something were to happen, I need to be able to operate the boat and get us back to safety. And if I needed somebody else to tend to him, whatever the case may be, I just didn't feel safe with just he and I. At his, you know, he was young back then, 82 or so. Anyway, I put Al and Dutch together, and I think that was a blessing for all of us because Al would drive, and he would bring Dutch fishing, and they became real good friends, and we fished more often. We fished once a month. So that lasted for quite some time, I would say, until Dutch got to be about 90, and then he started shying away from the very cold months, January, February, March, and he would stay away from the hot months, July, August. So we fished the better times of the year to go, but always had good trips, great conversation. Like you said before, a long list of accomplishments, along with being a great guy. And, you know, we both have a deep love for fishing the marsh. So it was easy for us to connect on more than a, you know, charter captain and a client relationship. We got to be close, called each other for birthdays. I brought him cake on several occasions. We celebrated his 90th birthday in the marsh, and I made a cake for him. So, just a special guy, and he'll be sadly missed.
Yeah, Dutch was 99 years old. We had some special planning for his 100th birthday, which would have been this coming January. And you know, the thing about fishing with Dutch, a couple things. I don't think there was anyone who enjoyed just being there. It wasn't all about the fish. It was just getting there. And he really didn't care if he caught a fish or not. If he caught one, that was a bonus. If not, just spending the time in the marsh with guys like you, close friends, really made his day. But, you know, there's a lesson to be learned there from fishing with older generations. I really enjoyed fishing with Dutch because of the stories he told. I mean, he was fishing those same areas you and I fished back in 1935. And to hear the stories of what fishing and life was like back then was fascinating to me. And the moral of this story is, if you get a chance to go fishing with somebody that's elderly, do it, because you can learn an awful lot from their life experience.
Oh, yeah. I heard many stories of, you know, they used block ice back then. They didn't have modern-day ice machines. So they had block ice, and they scaled all their fish. They didn't fillet them like we do. There was no such thing as an electric fillet knife. So hearing Dutch talk about, you know, we had to stop catching fish when we had 200 because it was going to take a day and a half to scale them with a spoon. So,
yeah.
You know, really, really sort of puts you in check with the way we do things nowadays. In fact, I'll probably clean a speckled trout in under 20 seconds and probably clean a redfish in just over 30 seconds. And yeah. Scaling them, every once in a while I'll have a customer that wants me to scale one fish, and I don't like scaling one. So can you imagine scaling 200 of them?
Yeah, life was definitely a slower pace back then. You know, Mike, right now, Chris LeCocq has posted on the Bayou Wild TV Facebook page about a five-minute clip of the TV feature we did called The Old Man in the Marsh with Dutch. And if someone wants to watch the full 30-minute version, they can go to our Bayou Wild TV YouTube page and find that. It was a great feature. It was an award-winning feature, especially because it expressed the relationship between you and Dutch, being the old man of the marsh. And I think people would enjoy seeing that. And I don't know if there's been any announcement of any services, but if you hear about that, let me know, and we can, you know, maybe put that in the internet, because I'm getting a lot of people who are hearing about it and wanting to know.
Yeah, Dutch touched a lot of lives throughout his life. I'm grateful to have had the friendship that I had with him. It'll live on with me. I went through my phone last night, and I think I had close to 200 pictures. And, you know, I got to figure out a way to get those out, because I'm sure people would like to see them. And, you know, nowadays with phones, they can capture whatever pictures we put out there. And, I'm sure my wife will be able to help me with that, but we'll be sharing some pictures. Maybe we'll put them on the Bayou Wild page where more people can get to them and stay connected to such a great guy.
We'll be happy to do it. We'll talk fishing another time. Great talking about Dutch, and he's going to be missed, but certainly not forgotten. Thanks, Captain Mike. Have a great day. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you next week.
All righty. That's Captain Mike Gallo. You can find him at aaofla.com, or you can find him on my website, dontheoutdoorsguy.com. All right, it's time to talk paddling for your fish. We got Ride the Bull coming up. Also, the Lafayette group has a slamboree going on. We'll talk to Brendan Bayard, get an update from the paddlers right after this timeout. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And I don't recall the year, but for several years now, we have included a paddler's report because of the popularity of kayak fishing. And it's in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club and a presentation of a great sponsor, Massey's Outfitters. Three locations, Baton Rouge, Mid-City in New Orleans, and also on the North Shore in Covington. Best kayak fishing models, you're going to find brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, Native Watercraft. Look on their website for products, and they've always got some demo days. In fact, there's a demo day scheduled where if you want to become a pro like Brendan Bayard and Eric Mojabarak, you can go try a kayak, find the one you like before you buy it. Right, Brendan?
Yes, sir. There's a demo, not this weekend, but next weekend in New Orleans on Bayou St. John, and they'll have all the models out there for you to try, and you can give it a go. You know, a lot of guys are using, you got pedal drives, you got paddles, you got trolling motors you can put on there. They make all kinds of stuff these days, so it's a brave new world. Get out in a kayak, and you can get up close and personal and catch some fish.
You got a lot of stuff going on. You know, we got now most of the rodeos, and including the CCA Star, all include categories, specific categories for kayak fishermen. And the Lafayette Kayak Club's got an event going on, a Slamboree. How does that work?
That's their Slam tournament. That's down in on the LA-1 corridor. I guess if the Lafayette guys usually fish Big Lake, this is them invading our territory, so you usually have a lot of Bayou Coast guys show up and fish this one. So I expect there'll be a lot of guys out there, even with Tarpon Rodeo going on. It'll be the more the merrier down there. There'll be, all kinds of people trying to probably catch fish all along the Grand Isle area. That seems to be where the fish are right now. A lot of flounder being caught right now, which is, and considering a decade ago, it's quite the bright spot, that we're seeing week in and week out fishing. Redfish has been a little bit tough, catching a lot of redfish, but they're all, 12 inches to, 16 inches, a lot of small ones in the marsh right now for whatever reason that we're finding. And then, trout are all along the beach and behind Grand Isle. But I think some of the bigger ones have moved up, kind of transitioning in. And if you go up to places like Leeville on the Oyster Flats, you might find a lone bigger fish out there kind of staging up and getting ready. For whatever reason, mid-July, you'll start seeing some of those guys move in.
That's a good tip for people fishing those tournaments. Brendan, you're going to be doing some freshwater fishing. Where are you going and what you're going to be fishing for?
I'm going to be up at 3 Mile in Port Barry. We got my parents are having their 50th anniversary today. We're celebrating their 50th anniversary today, and it's been awesome. We want to basically celebrate them as an extended family. And one of my aunt and uncles has a place over there, and they said come early, help set up, and we'll put you on some fish. So I'm not sure exactly what we're going to do, but we're going to go up there, and I've tinkered around up there, but I don't know the lake well enough to know what the seasonal summer pattern is, but I'm sure we'll get into them and have a good time.
Well, when you come back next time, you'll have a good report for us. Give us your scouting report on 3 Mile Lake up there in Port Barry. We're interested to hear that. And congratulations to your parents. They've been married 15 years before I started this 35-year-old radio show.
Yeah, that's kind of mind-boggling when you think about how long people been together. Me and my wife have been 23 years now, so got a long ways to go to get to them.
Well, congratulations, and have a great time up there, and we'll be looking for your report when you get back.
Yes, sir. Nice talking to you today. Get out there and fish. The weather finally gave us a little break from this whole week of rain, and, I think it's pretty good right now.
Sounds good, Brendan. Thank you again. And there he goes, Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters. Next week, we'll hear from Captain Eric. He's always got some interesting things to talk about. All right, speaking of interesting things to talk about, we have one of our bad girls of the outdoors. Her story is next, right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Celebrating 35 years of this show on the network today. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for all your text messages. We've got one from another Alabama listener, the Backstrap Stacker. He says, you've been part of my Saturday routine since 2010. Congratulations on 35 years. And right behind that is another Alabama listener, Wingbone, the guy that makes those wonderful Wingbone turkey calls. He's congratulating us on the show. And another says, happy anniversary. I'm neither a hunter aren't fishermen, but yours was the first radio show I heard when I moved to New Orleans from Los Angeles the day after May flood in 1995, just looking for that comfortable Louisiana lilt, and am still listening. I'll tell you, that's one of the best compliments I can get when someone says, I'm not a hunter fisherman, I just enjoy listening to your show. That tells me a lot, and it's very kind of you to say that.
All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second station identification pause. When we come back, we're going to tell you about not a bad boy of the outdoors, a bad girl of the outdoors. It's next right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network, after we pause these 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are. Well, on Thursday, July 18th, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries senior agents Austin Anderson and Troy Otan cited a Galliano woman for allegedly violating spotted sea trout regulations in Lafourche Parish. On patrol in Leeville, they made contact with Dina Bourne, who was having a pretty good day fishing. But it took a turn for the worse, because during their inspection, Bourne was found to be in possession of 55 speckled trout, all under the legal size of 13 inches. Of course, the limit per day per person is 15, putting Dina 40 over the limit, all illegal size. The agent seized the trout, donated them to a local charity, but not before issuing citations for possessing over 50 spotted sea trout and for possessing undersized trout that could result in a maximum fine of up to $1,300 plus another $1,593 in civil restitution for the replacement value of the fish, making a total possible fine of $2,893 and up to 120 days in women's prison for 56-year-old Dina Bourne of Galliano, Louisiana, a bad girl of the outdoors. Not that often we get a bad girl, but we get one every now and then, and Dina certainly qualifies. Got a little greedy there. All right, getting back to your text messages as we celebrate 35 years of this program. This one says, happy anniversary. Listen, since 89, at times over the years, life's challenges didn't allow me to hunt and fish, but I always had the outdoor show to look forward to. Made me feel like I was still part of what I missed so much. Congratulations and thanks, Don. Well, I really appreciate that. Makes me feel good to be able to do that for you, keep you involved in the outdoors. That's from Pat. All right, we have this one. The Bayou Liberty Bass Tournament weigh-in has been over 10 pounds. Shrimp and small pogies are in the bayou, and the fish are eating them up. The old people talked about good water brings in the fish, the bait, and then the fish and the crabs follow up Bayou Liberty. That's from my buddy Big Mike. Here's a message. Sorry to hear of Dutch Prager's passing. As a subcontractor for my company, McElroy Machine, which manufactured shrimp boat winches, Dutch introduced me to float plane fishing the Chandelier Islands. That's from Big H in Biloxi. I didn't know Dutch was a Chandelier Island flyout fisherman. No, I guess I'll learn more and more about him all the time. Bull Reds on Car Drive, eating mullets. That's from Jimmy D. Car Drive is the canal that is runs parallel to the the northern shore of Lake Pontchartrain around Slidell, and the canal actually feeds into Lake Pontchartrain. And this time of the year, as the brackish water gets a little saltier, it attracts a number of saltwater fish up into the bayou and Car Drive, which also produces some pretty good catches of freshwater fish. I've caught bass and brim and speckled trout and reds all at the same time there. Great little place. Thanks for the report, Jimmy D. And we have this one says, happy anniversary, Don. I woke up early one Saturday morning, turned on my local radio station app, and you were on. I've been listening ever since. Living in South Alabama, I grew up fishing the Tom Bigby River and hunting in the woods with my dad. I thoroughly enjoy your show. That's from the Baldwin County, Alabama teacher. Well, thanks for that. We appreciate it. And here's one says, happy anniversary. Been listening since 2020. Really enjoy your show. From Kenna, brah. Heard that expression before. And here's one from Text 9330. Says, started listening early 1990s. hunting with your brother Dave, calling from the blinds in Venice. Yeah, I do remember those days, and actually made a hunt with my brother Dave and you down there. All right, we got more of these texts coming. We got more fishing reports. I'm going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert down at the tip of the boot from Cajun Fishing Adventures. His report is next on the celebration of 35 years on the air of the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, has been on with us many of these 35 years that we're celebrating this morning. Ryan, what were you doing in 1989? Same thing you're doing in 2024?
No. I don't know. I've been guiding for 47 years, so it's been quite a bit. But I don't know. It's been a good run for both of us, hasn't it, buddy?
Yes, it has. We have been doing this for a long, long time and enjoying every minute of it. You know, they had a, what did I hear went on down there? They had a, somebody got rescued down there. Oh, I remember what happened. There was some fishermen that went out to Bastion Bay and they found an island and they were going to camp on it and they didn't secure the boat and the boat floated away. At 2 o'clock in the morning, they were looking for the boat, and somebody had to go out and rescue them.
They forget about tides, huh? You know, people, they love the outdoors, but they don't understand all of the outdoors before they go. And that's the same thing with tides and storms and rains and hurricanes and everything. I mean, nature will get you if you don't watch her.
I didn't think they had any islands left out at Bastion Pass or Bastion Island.
Well, they were on the beach out there.
Yeah.
You know, there's some nice, beautiful beaches out there that you can go, and some people camp on them. Some people go out there and pitch a tent for a couple of days and enjoy it. There's some nice beaches all along there, you know, all through Schofield and all. It's pretty. It's nice. But when the tide comes up, these days when the tides come up, you got to watch, you know, look at the tide lines and stuff on the beach before you set up.
It's been a long time since I've been down there, but we used to go floundering there at night at a place called Eddie's Pass, which I think is eroded and gone by now.
Yeah, all of it. It's just Erosion Bay now, we call it. And they took the names off of all 31 of those places because they're all gone. It's just one big open bay. But, yeah, it's disheartening even to talk about the west side of the river. It really is. But it's still, you know, the beach still has fish, and you go out there to the Gulf, but there's nothing inside to fish, you know, unless you're old and know where the old bayous were and can fish a shell pile or something. It's very difficult to fish the west side.
Yeah. Well, I guess if somebody's really serious about it, they would maybe find some of those old maps, get some GPS coordinates and put it in their equipment and then go out there and just find them, you know, use the waypoints, drop them as waypoints.
It's difficult, too, because if you get any wind, the water dirties up really rapidly because, there's no water to break the wind and, to make it nice like that. It's just difficult. We fish the east side almost exclusively. I like the west side. Out by Bastion, you know, you're going to go towards Grand Isle. We still got some places there we fish. But, you know, I'm up in Sheremy, Wyoming at the rodeo today. It's 58 degrees. It's so nice. And,
you're on a rodeo. You're talking about a real rodeo with, like, bronchos and bulls and stuff. Huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Which category are you in?
The biggest in the world.
Which category are you participating in?
The watching category.
The spectator, huh?
I used to play with that when I was young, but man, when you watch your friends get all their teeth knocked out, about three or four of them wearing braces and straps around the back of their head, you say, you know what? This might not be for me.
Yeah, you know, that was amazing to me, huh? You know, all those young guys are walking around with limps and broken bones and missing teeth and scars on their heads. Man, that's a rough sport.
Oh, yeah. I've been with some bull riders. They look like Frankenstein. They got so many scars all throughout their body where they get stepped on and you have to get stitched back up. But it's 58 degrees and it hadn't rained here so long. And I come up here in the rain yesterday. I think I'm going to go into a rain making deal where I just go to drought areas and just dance a little bit for them and get paid.
Yeah, what brought you up there? What's going on up there?
The rodeo. I came to the rodeo.
Oh, okay.
And just to get away a little bit. I mean, it's been a long, long 3 or 4 weeks with the rain and the heat and just fishing every day and doing some tours, teaching some LSU students, and just had to get out the heat for a little bit. It was 58 degrees. I said, let's go. And I got some friends that have horses and all, and they wanted to go see the rodeo. So here I am. I'll come back Monday and get back to the grind.
All right. Well, keep your cowboy hat on, and, you know, we'll see you when you get back. What are you hearing about the fish?
This is the best speckled trout bite we've seen the last 3 weeks. I haven't seen a speckled trout bite like this in a long time. It is fantastic. Every boat, every day, catching limits. Nice fish. It's great. I mean, everybody's coming back to the table with limits every day. It's perfect. You know, and it hasn't been real windy. You know, you have to dodge a thunderstorm. They just little pop-ups, so you can get around them pretty easy. But right. It's been great. And
if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys, give them the website and the telephone number.
Sure, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or call me in Wyoming at 504-559-5111, and we'll get you hooked up with the boys until we get back.
All right, if you decide to get on one of those Broncos, send me the video.
Yeah, don't worry. You'll see it on national news.
All right, well, have a good time, and we'll see you when you get back.
All right, my friend, we'll see you.
All righty. Captain Ryan Lambert, we call him the Plastic Man. All right, we come back after this, going to get to as many of your texts as we can. I don't know if I'll get to all of them. Thank you for sending them to 504-260-1870. And we're going to talk about manatees. I'm going to be doing that on a guest host program coming up Monday. I'll talk to you more about my conversation coming up with Dr. Ruth Carmichael. Have you ever seen a manatee in Louisiana, Mississippi, Gulf waters? We'll talk to her about it and let you find out more about the Manatee Sighting Network on the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network coming up after this timeout. Those of you who listen to our flagship station, WWL 870 AM 105.3 FM out of New Orleans, you probably know that on occasion I get asked to guest host for some of the regular sports and talk show hosts. And I will be doing that on Monday from 10 to 1 on the flagship station. And in the 11 o'clock hour, I'm going to be talking to an interesting person, Dr. Ruth Carmichael. I met her at the Mobile Outdoor Expo, and she heads up the Dauphin Island Sea Labs Marine Mammal Research Program and their Manatee Sighting Network. And she and I had a conversation about manatees showing up in the Texas coastline, Louisiana, Mississippi, and they're actually tracking them, and they are asking people when they sight a manatee to report it. And she's going to talk about manatees in general and how to report these sightings. So if you're interested in manatees, and boy, I am, I've only had a couple of occasions to run into them in the wild over here in Louisiana. And be tuned in. That's going to be on our flagship station Monday morning. I'll also be talking about some LSU football with Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers. That'll be at 10.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Celebrating 35 years of this show on the network today. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for all your text messages. We've got one from another Alabama listener, the Backstrap Stacker. He says, you've been part of my Saturday routine since 2010. Congratulations on 35 years. And right behind that is another Alabama listener, Wingbone, the guy that makes those wonderful Wingbone turkey calls. He's congratulating us on the show. And another says, happy anniversary. I'm neither a hunter aren't fishermen, but yours was the first radio show I heard when I moved to New Orleans from Los Angeles the day after May flood in 1995, just looking for that comfortable Louisiana lilt, and am still listening. I'll tell you, that's one of the best compliments I can get when someone says, I'm not a hunter fisherman, I just enjoy listening to your show. That tells me a lot. That's very kind of you to say that.
All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second station identification pause. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about not a bad boy of the outdoors, a bad girl of the outdoors. It's next right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network, after we pause these 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are. Well, on Thursday, July 18th, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries senior agents Austin Anderson and Troy Otan cited a Galliano woman for allegedly violating spotted sea trout regulations in Lafourche Parish. On patrol in Leeville, they made contact with Dina Bourne, who was having a pretty good day fishing. But it took a turn for the worse, because during their inspection, Bourne was found to be in possession of 55 speckled trout, all under the legal size of 13 inches. Of course, the limit per day per person is 15, putting Dina 40 over the limit, all illegal size. The agents seized the trout, donated them to a local charity, but not before issuing citations for possessing over 50 spotted sea trout and for possessing undersized trout that could result in a maximum fine of up to $1,300 plus another $1,593 in civil restitution for the replacement value of the fish, making a total possible fine of $2,893 and up to 120 days in women's prison for 56-year-old Dina Bourne of Galliano, Louisiana, a bad girl of the outdoors. Not that often we get a bad girl, but we get one every now and then, and Dina certainly qualifies. Got a little greedy there. All right, getting back to your text messages as we celebrate 35 years of this program. This one says, happy anniversary. Listen, since 89, at times over the years, life's challenges didn't allow me to hunt and fish, but I always had the outdoor show to look forward to. Made me feel like I was still part of what I missed so much. Congratulations and thanks, Don. Well, I really appreciate that. It makes me feel good to be able to do that for you, keep you involved in the outdoors. That's from Pat. All right, we have this one. The Bayou Liberty Bass Tournament weigh-in has been over 10 pounds. Shrimp and small pogies are in the bayou, and the fish are eating them up. The old people talked about good water brings in the fish, the bait, and then the fish and the crabs follow up Bayou Liberty. That's from our buddy Big Mike. Here's a message. Sorry to hear of Dutch Prager's passing. As a subcontractor for my company, McElroy Machine, which manufactured shrimp boat winches, Dutch introduced me to float plane fishing the Chandelier Islands. That's from Big H in Biloxi. I didn't know Dutch was a Chandelier Island flyout fisherman. No, I guess I'll learn more and more about him all the time. Bull Reds on Car Drive, eating mullets. That's from Jimmy D. Car Drive is the canal that is runs parallel to the the northern shore of Lake Pontchartrain around Slidell, and the canal actually feeds into Lake Pontchartrain. And this time of the year, as the brackish water gets a little saltier, it attracts a number of saltwater fish up into the bayou and Car Drive, which also produces some pretty good catches of freshwater fish. I've caught bass and brim and speckled trout and reds all at the same time there. Great little place. Thanks for the report, Jimmy D. And we have this one says, happy anniversary, Don. I woke up early one Saturday morning, turned on my local radio station app, and you were on. I've been listening ever since. Living in South Alabama, I grew up fishing the Tom Bigby River and hunting in the woods with my dad. I thoroughly enjoy your show. That's from the Baldwin County, Alabama teacher. Well, thanks for that. We appreciate it. And here's one says, happy anniversary. Been listening since 2020. Really enjoy your show. From Kenna, brah. Heard that expression before. And here's one from Text 9330. Says, started listening early 1990s, hunting with your brother Dave, calling from the blinds in Venice. Yeah, I do remember those days, and actually made a hunt with my brother Dave and you down there. All right, we got more of these texts coming. We got more fishing reports. I'm going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert down at the tip of the boot from Cajun Fishing Adventures. His report is next on the celebration of 35. 35- 5 years on the air of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, has been on with us many of these 35 years that we're celebrating this morning. Ryan, what were you doing in 1989? Same thing you're doing in 2024?
No. I don't know. I've been guiding for 47 years, so it's been quite a bit, but I don't know. It's been a good run for both of us, hasn't it, buddy?
Yes, it has. We have been doing this for a long, long time, and enjoying every minute of it. You know, they had a, what did I hear went on down there? They had a, somebody got rescued down there. Oh, I remember what happened. There was some fishermen that went out to Bastion Bay, and they found an island, and they were going to camp on it, and they didn't secure the boat, and the boat floated away. At 2 o'clock in the morning, they were looking for the boat, and somebody had to go out and rescue them.
They forget about tides, huh? You know, people, they love the outdoors, but they don't understand all of the outdoors before they go. And that's the same thing with tides and storms and rains and hurricanes and everything. I mean, nature will get you if you don't watch her.
I didn't think they had any islands left out at Bastion Pass or Bastion Island.
Well, they were on the beach out there.
Yeah.
You know, there's some nice, beautiful beaches out there that you can go, and some people camp on them. Some people go out there and pitch a tent for a couple of days and enjoy it. There's some nice beaches all along there, you know, all through Schofield and all. It's pretty. It's nice. But when the tide comes up, these days when the tides come up, you got to watch, you know, look at the tide lines and stuff on the beach before you set up.
It's been a long time since I've been down there, but we used to go floundering there at night at a place called Eddie's Pass, which I think is eroded and gone by now.
Yeah, all of it. It's just Erosion Bay now, we call it. And they took the names off of all 31 of those places because they're all gone. It's just one big open bay. But, it's disheartening even to talk about the west side of the river. It really is. But it's still, you know, the beach still has fish, and you go out there to the Gulf, but there's nothing inside to fish, you know, unless you're old and know where the old bayous were and can fish a shell pile or something. It's very difficult to fish the west side.
Yeah. Well, I guess if somebody's really serious about it, they would maybe find some of those old maps, get some GPS coordinates and put it in their equipment and then go out there and just find them, you know. Use the waypoints. Drop them as waypoints.
It's difficult, too, because if you get any wind, the water dirties up really rapidly because, there's no water to break the wind and, to make it nice like that. It's just difficult. We fish the east side almost exclusively. I like the west side. Out by Bastion, you know, you're going to go towards Grand Isle. We still got some places there we fish. But, you know, I'm up in Sheremy, Wyoming at the rodeo today. It's 58 degrees. It's so nice. And,
you're on a rodeo. You're talking about a real rodeo with, like, bucking broncos and bulls and stuff. Huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Which category
that's
right. are you
in? Biggest in the world.
Which category are you participating in?
The watching category.
The spectator, huh?
I used to play with that when I was young, but man, when you watch your friends get all their teeth knocked out, about three or four of them wearing braces and straps around the back of their head, you say, you know what? This might not be for me.
Yeah, you know, that was amazing to me, huh? You know, all those young guys are walking around with limps and broken bones and missing teeth and scars on their heads. Man, that's a rough sport.
Oh, yeah. I've been with some bull riders. They look like Frankenstein. They got so many scars all throughout their body where they get stepped on and you have to get stitched back up. But it's 58 degrees and it hadn't rained here so long. And I come up here in the rain yesterday. I think I'm going to go into a rain making deal where I just go to drought areas and just dance a little bit for them and get paid.
Yeah, what brought you up there? What's going on up there?
The rodeo. I came to the rodeo.
Oh, okay.
And just to get away a little bit. I mean, it's been a long, long 3 or 4 weeks with the rain and the heat and just fishing every day and doing some tours, teaching some LSU students and just they had to get out the heat for a little bit. It was 58 degrees. I said, let's go. And I got some friends that have horses and all, and they wanted to go see the rodeo. So here I am. I'll come back Monday and get back to the grind.
All right. Well, keep your cowboy hat on, and, you know, we'll See you when you get back. What are you hearing about the fish?
This is the best speckled trout bite we've seen in the last 3 weeks. I hadn't seen a speckled trout bite like this in a long time. It is fantastic. Every boat, every day, catching limits. Nice fish. It's great. I mean, everybody's coming back to the table with limits every day. It's perfect. You know, and it hadn't been real windy. You know, you have to dodge the thunderstorms. They just little pop-ups, so you can get around them pretty easy. But it's been great.
And the if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys, give them the website and the telephone number.
Sure, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or call me in Wyoming at 504-559-5111, and we'll get you hooked up with the boys until we get back.
All right, if you decide to get on one of those Broncos, send me the video.
Don't worry. You'll see it on national news.
All right, well, have a good time, and we'll see you when you get back.
All right, my friend. We'll see you.
All righty. Captain Ryan Lambert, we call him the Plastic Man. All right, we come back after this. Going to get to as many of you texts as we can. I don't know if I'll get to all of them. Thank you for sending them to 504-260-1870. And we're going to talk about manatees. I'm going to be doing that on a guest host program. Coming up Monday, I'll talk to you more about my conversation coming up with Dr. Ruth Carmichael. Have you ever seen a manatee in Louisiana, Mississippi, Gulf waters? We'll talk to her about it and let you find out more about the Manatee Sighting Network on the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network coming up after this timeout. Those of you who listen to our flagship station, WWL 870 AM 105.3 FM out of New Orleans, you probably know that on occasion I get asked to guest host for some of the regular sports and talk show hosts. And I will be doing that on Monday from 10 to 1 on the flagship station. And in the 11 o'clock hour, I'm going to be talking to an interesting person, Dr. Ruth Carmichael. I met her at the Mobile Outdoor Expo, and she heads up the Dauphin Island Sea Labs Marine Mammal Research Program and their Manatee Sighting Network. And she and I had a conversation about manatees showing up in the Texas coastline, Louisiana, Mississippi, and they're actually tracking them, and they are asking people when they sight a manatee to report it. And she's going to talk about manatees in general and how to report these sightings. So if you're interested in manatees, and boy, I am, I've only had a couple of occasions to run into them in the wild over here in Louisiana. And be tuned in. That's going to be on our flagship station Monday morning. I'll also be talking about some LSU football with Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers. That'll be at 10. And we're also going to talk about the U.S. Secret Service at noon. Oh, joy. Looking forward to all of that. All right. I want to thank all of you who sent in your texts as we celebrate our 35th anniversary. I got some more coming in. A lot of people remembering Teofile Bourgeois, one of the famous favorite field reporters, unfortunately killed in a plane crash, much, much too young. Here's a text says, miss you playing Louisiana Saturday night. Well, if you listen when we start the show, that's been our theme song all along. That the One Shot is that been listening since 1995. Thank you, One Shot. Appreciate it. Snake Doctor, wishing us many more years on the radio. He's enjoyed the show since 2006. Someone saying Dean is up early. LOL. Dean is an interesting combination. When you are a professional musician and a hunter, I don't know when the guy sleeps because he has late night gigs, and he answers the bell to go hunting early the next morning. That's Dean Galatis, who I bird hunt with. Great guy, great friend. All right, here's one from the Weave. He's fishing Jack Crevel this morning from the kayak. He says, let's do another 35. Well, I'm not sure we can make that. And here's another Alabama listener. My dad and uncle would play your show every weekend if we were fishing or not. Now they're both gone. And I'm playing your show while I take my kids out. Great shows. Keep it up. Hope you have many more years. Have a good day, my friend. That's from the Irish Coonass. Here's a text from Gator Boy in Baton Rouge. Congratulations on 35 years. Been listening for about 10 years. Your interactions with Teofile will always be my favorite memories listening to the show. And a lot of people share that with you. Here's a question. Why is Louisiana known for such great seafood? Well, that's pretty obvious because we have it. And I think you're asking maybe why we have it. And, of course, it's the blend of salt, brackish, and fresh water. That combination is very nutrient and rich. And it's an estuary for many, many species, a great variety of seafood. And we are very fortunate. Here's one says, let Brandon, I guess that's Brendan, know they're only catching small reds because they heard about the size limit, too. I've seen some with their tails pointed downward. I think they're afraid of being too long. Here's one says, not a hunter or a fisherman either, but I listen every Saturday when I'm out jogging, that you read several of my texts over the years. Thank you. Congratulations. And yet another, thank you for sharing your experience with this gal. I've learned a lot about the outdoors because of the show. Glad to hear we provided that service. And here's one that says, I moved to Cutoff, Bayou Cutoff, in 2005. I'll never forget tuning in the U-Haul at Jack's Exxon early Saturday morning, and all the old-timers were talking Cajun French. I'm thinking I've went and moved to a place I can't speak the language. Listening since 2008. Love the show, the people, the food. That's from the Redneck Cajun. Wishing you many more years. Hook 'em up. Jesse in Lafayette says, been a listener for 25-plus years. Remember listening with my son on the way to hunting and fishing trips. And here's one says, pretty sure I've been listening from the beginning. My favorite memories are when Tommy and I would participate in the Thursday night show with a duck hunt auction for Rummel Alumni Association. Listening this morning from Starkville, Mississippi, at the Mississippi Ducks Unlimited State Convention. All right, thanks to all of you who texted in, took the time to shoot us a text, and congratulate us on our 35th anniversary of the Outdoor Show. And we're getting ready to wrap it up here again. I want to remind you, please, if you're interested in, if you've sighted manatees, it's not too late, and we would like to get your report. We'll tell you how to do that. If you tune in at 11 to noon, we're going to have Dr. Ruth Carmichael on as our guest host, filling in for Newell Norman on the show from 10 to 1 on our flagship station, WWL. Of course, next Saturday, I will be back again, starting heading for our 36th consecutive year of bringing the Outdoor Show to your truck, to your car, to your camp, to your home, to your bedroom in some of your instances. And we certainly love doing it. We appreciate you being loyal listeners, and a big, big thanks to the many sponsors over this 35 years. If there were no sponsors, there'd be no show, and we are very thankful for them. And also thanks to Cullen Steele, doing a great job pushing the buttons when we need to get in and out, and we'll be back to do it again next week with another edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And the plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, has been on with us many of these 35 years that we're celebrating this morning. Ryan, what were you doing in 1989? Same thing you're doing in 2024?
No. I don't know. I've been guiding for 47 years, so it's been quite a bit. But I don't know. It's been a good run for both of us, hasn't it, buddy?
Yes, it has. We have been doing this for a long, long time and enjoying every minute of it. You know, they had a, what did I hear went on down there? They had a, somebody got rescued down there. Oh, I remember what happened. There was some fishermen that went out to Bastion Bay, and they found an island, and they were going to camp on it, and they didn't secure the boat, and the boat floated away. At 2 o'clock in the morning, they were looking for the boat, and somebody had to go out and rescue them.
They forget about tides, huh? You know, people... they love the outdoors, but they don't understand all of the outdoors before they go. And that's the same thing with tides and storms and rains and hurricanes and everything. I mean, nature will get you if you don't watch her.
I didn't think they had any islands left out at Bastion Pass or Bastion Island.
Well, they were on the beach out there.
Yeah.
You know, there's some nice, beautiful beaches out there that you can go, and some people camp on them. Some people go out there and pitch a tent for a couple of days and enjoy it. There's some nice beaches all along there, you know, all through Schofield and all. It's pretty. It's nice. But when the tide comes up, these days when the tides come up, you got to watch, you know, look at the tide lines and stuff on the beach before you set up.
It's been a long time since I've been down there, but we used to go floundering there at night at a place called Eddie's Pass, which I think is eroded and gone by now.
Yeah, all of it. It's just Erosion Bay now, we call it, and they took the names off of all 31 of those places because they're all gone. It's just one big open bay. But, it's disheartening even to talk about the west side of the river. It really is, but it's still, you know, the beach still has fish, and you go out there to the Gulf, but there's nothing inside to fish, you know, unless you're old and know where the old bayous were and can fish a shell pile or something. It's very difficult to fish the west side.
Yeah, well, I guess if somebody's really serious about it, they would maybe find some of those old maps, get some GPS coordinates and put it in their equipment, and then go out there and just find them, you know. Use the waypoints. Drop them as waypoints.
It's difficult, too, because if you get any wind, the water dirties up really rapidly because, there's no water to break the wind and, to make it nice like that. It's just difficult. We fish the east side almost exclusively. I like the west side. Out by Bastion, you know, you're going to go towards Grand Isle. We still got some places there we fish. But, you know, I'm up in Sheremy, Wyoming at the rodeo today. It's 58 degrees. It's so nice.
You're on a rodeo. You're talking about a real rodeo with, like, bucking broncos and bulls and stuff. Huh?
That's right. That's right.
Which category are you in?
The biggest in the world.
Which category are you participating in?
The watching category.
The spectator, huh?
I used to play with that when I was young, but man, when you watch your friends get all their teeth knocked out, about three or four of them wearing braces and straps around the back of their head, you say, you know what? This might not be for me.
Yeah, you know, that was amazing to me, huh? You know, all those young guys are walking around with limps and broken bones and missing teeth and scars on their heads. Man, that's a rough sport.
Oh, yeah. I've been with some bull riders. They look like Frankenstein. They got so many scars all throughout their body where they get stepped on and you have to get stitched back up. But it's 58 degrees and it hadn't rained here so long. And I come up here in the rain yesterday. I think I'm going to go into a rain making deal where I just go to drought areas and just dance a little bit for them and get paid.
Yeah, what brought you up there? What's going on up there?
The rodeo. I came to the rodeo.
Oh, okay.
And just to get away a little bit. I mean, it's been a long 3 or 4 weeks with the rain and the heat and just fishing every day and doing some tours, teaching some LSU students and just probably had to get out the heat for a little bit. It was 58 degrees. I said, let's go. And I got some friends that have horses and all, and they wanted to go see the rodeo. So here I am. I'll come back Monday and get back to the grind.
All right. Well, keep your cowboy hat on, and, we'll see you when you get back. What are you hearing about the fish?
This is the best speckled trout bite we've seen the last 3 weeks. I haven't seen a speckled trout bite like this in a long time. It is fantastic. Every boat, every day, catching limits. Nice fish. It's great. I mean, everybody's coming back to the table with limits every day. It's perfect. You know, and it hadn't been real windy. You know, you have to dodge the thunderstorms. They're just little pop-ups, so you can get around them pretty easy. But it's been great.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you guys, give them the website and the telephone number.
Sure, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or call me in Wyoming at 504-559-5111, and we'll get you hooked up with the boys until we get back.
All right, if you decide to get on one of those Broncos, send me the video.
Don't worry. You'll see it on national news.
All right. Well, have a good time, and we'll see you when you get back.
All right, my friend. We'll see you.
All righty. Captain Ryan Lambert, we call him the Plastic Man. All right, we come back after this. Going to get to as many of your texts as we can. I don't know if I'll get to all of them. Thank you for sending them to 504-260-1870. And we're going to talk about manatees. I'm going to be doing that on a guest host program coming up Monday. I'll talk to you more about my conversation coming up with Dr. Ruth Carmichael. Have you ever seen a manatee in Louisiana, Mississippi, Gulf waters? We'll talk to her about it and let you find out more about the Manatee Sighting Network on the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network coming up after this timeout. Those of you who listen to our flagship station, WWL 870 AM 105.3 FM out of New Orleans, you probably know that on occasion I get asked to guest host for some of the regular sports and talk show hosts. And I will be doing that on Monday from 10 to 1 on the flagship station. And in the 11 o'clock hour, I'm going to be talking to an interesting person, Dr. Ruth Carmichael. I met her at the Mobile Outdoor Expo, and she heads up the Dauphin Island Sea Labs Marine Mammal Research Program and their Manatee Sighting Network. And she and I had a conversation about manatees showing up in the Texas coastline, Louisiana, Mississippi, and they're actually tracking them, and they're asking people when they sight a manatee to report it. And she's going to talk about manatees in general and how to report these sightings. So if you're interested in manatees, and boy, I am, I've only had a couple of occasions to run into them in the wild over here in Louisiana. And be tuned in. That's going to be on our flagship station Monday morning. I'll also be talking about some LSU football with Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers. That'll be at 10. And we're also going to talk about the U.S. Secret Service at noon. Oh, joy. Looking forward to all of that. All right. I want to thank all of you who sent in your texts as we celebrate our 35th anniversary. I got some more coming in. A lot of people remembering Teofile Bourgeois, one of the famous favorite field reporters, unfortunately killed in a plane crash, much, much too young. Here's a text says, miss you playing Louisiana Saturday night. Well, if you listen when we start the show, that's been our theme song all along. That the One Shot is that been listening since 1995. Thank you, One Shot. Appreciate it. Snake Doctor, wishing us many more years on the radio. He's enjoyed the show since 2006. Someone saying Dean is up early. LOL. Yeah, Dean is an interesting combination. When you are a professional musician and a hunter, I don't know when the guy sleeps because he has late night gigs and he answers the bell to go hunting early the next morning. That's Dean Galatas, who I bird hunt with. Great guy, great friend. All right, here's one from the Weave. He's fishing Jack Crevel this morning from the kayak. He says, let's do another 35. Well, I'm not sure we can make that. And here's another Alabama listener. My dad and uncle would play your show every weekend if we were fishing or not. Now they're both gone. And I'm playing your show while I take my kids out. Great shows. Keep it up. Hope you have many more years. Have a good day, my friend. That's from the Irish Coonass. Here's a text from Gator Boy in Baton Rouge. Congratulations on 35 years. Been listening for about 10 years. Your interactions with Teofile will always be my favorite memories listening to the show. And a lot of people share that with you. Here's a question. Why is Louisiana known for such great seafood? Well, that's pretty obvious because we have it. And I think you're asking maybe why we have it. And, of course, it's the blend of salt, brackish, and fresh water. That combination is very nutrient and rich. And it's an estuary for many, many species, a great variety of seafood. And we are very fortunate. Here's one says, let Brandon, I guess that's Brendan, know they're only catching small reds because they heard about the size limit, too. I've seen some with their tails pointed downward. I think they're afraid of being too long. Here's one says, not a hunter or a fisherman either, but I listen every Saturday when I'm out jogging, that you read several of my texts over the years. Thank you. Congratulations. And yet another, thank you for sharing your experience with this gal. I've learned a lot about the outdoors because of the show. Glad to hear we provided that service. And here's one that says, I moved to Cutoff, Bayou Cutoff in 2005. I'll never forget tuning in the U-Haul at Jack's Exxon early Saturday morning, and all the old-timers were talking Cajun French. I'm thinking I've went and moved to a place I can't speak the language. Listening since 2008. Love the show, the people, the food. That's from the Redneck Cajun. Wishing you many more years. Hook 'em up. Jesse in Lafayette says, been a listener for 25-plus years. Remember listening with my son on the way to hunting and fishing trips. And here's one says, pretty sure I've been listening from the beginning. My favorite memories are when Tommy and I would participate in the Thursday night show with a duck hunt auction for Rummel Alumni Association. Listening this morning from Starkville, Mississippi at the Mississippi Ducks Unlimited State Convention. All right, thanks to all of you who texted in, took the time to shoot us a text, and congratulate us on our 35th anniversary of the Outdoor Show. And we're getting ready to wrap it up here again. I want to remind you, please, if you're interested in, if you've sighted manatees, it's not too late, and we would like to get your report. We'll tell you how to do that. If you tune in at 11 to noon, we're going to have Dr. Ruth Carmichael on as our guest host, filling in for Newell Norman on the show from 10 to 1 on our flagship station, WWL. Of course, next Saturday, I will be back again, starting heading for our 36th consecutive year of bringing the Outdoor Show to your truck, to your car, to your camp, to your home, to your bedroom in some of your instances. And we certainly love doing it. We appreciate you being loyal listeners, and a big, big thanks to the many sponsors over this 35 years. If there were no sponsors, there'd be no show, and we are very thankful for them. And also thanks to Cullen Steel, doing a great job pushing the buttons when we need to get in and out, and we'll be back to do it again next week with another edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Those of you who listen to our flagship station, WWL 870 AM, 105.3 FM out of New Orleans, you probably know that on occasion I get asked to guest host for some of the regular sports and talk show hosts, and I will be doing that on Monday from 10 to 1 on the flagship station. And in the 11 o'clock hour, I'm going to be talking to an interesting person, Dr. Ruth Carmichael. I met her at the Mobile Outdoor Expo, and she heads up the Dauphin Island Sea Labs Marine Mammal Research Program and their Manatee Sighting Network. And she and I had a conversation about manatees showing up in the Texas coastline, Louisiana, Mississippi, and they're actually tracking them, and they are asking people when they sight a manatee to report it. And she's going to talk about manatees in general and how to report these sightings. So if you're interested in manatees, and boy, I am, I've only had a couple of occasions to run into them in the wild over here in Louisiana. And be tuned in. That's going to be on our flagship station Monday morning. I'll also be talking about some LSU football with Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers. That'll be at 10. And we're also going to talk about the U.S. Secret Service at noon. Oh, joy. Looking forward to all of that. All right. I want to thank all of you who sent in your texts as we celebrate our 35th anniversary. I got some more coming in. A lot of people remembering Teofile Bourgeois, one of the famous favorite field reporters, unfortunately killed in a plane crash, much, much too young. Here's a text says, miss you playing Louisiana Saturday night. Well, if you listen when we start the show, that's been our theme song all along. That the one shot is that been listening since 1995. Thank you, one shot. Appreciate it. Snake Doctor wishing us many more years on the radio. He's enjoyed the show since 2006. Someone saying Dean is up early. LOL. Yeah, Dean is an interesting combination. When you are a professional musician and a hunter, I don't know when the guy sleeps, because he has late-night gigs, and he answers the bell to go hunting early the next morning. That's Dean Galatis, who I bird hunt with. Great guy, great friend. All right, here's one from the Weave. He's fishing Jack Crevel this morning from the kayak. He says, let's do another 35. Well, I'm not sure we can make that. And here's another Alabama listener. My dad and uncle would play your show every weekend if we were fishing or not. Now they're both gone. And I'm playing your show while I take my kids out. Great shows. Keep it up. Hope you have many more years. Have a good day, my friend. That's from the Irish Coonass. Here's a text from Gator Boy in Baton Rouge. Congratulations on 35 years. Been listening for about 10 years. Your interactions with Teofile will always be my favorite memories listening to the show. And a lot of people share that with you. Here's a question. Why is Louisiana known for such great seafood? Well, that's pretty obvious because we have it. And I think you're asking maybe why we have it. And, of course, it's the blend of salt, brackish, and fresh water. That combination is very nutrient and rich. And it's an estuary for many, many species, a great variety of seafood. And we are very fortunate. Here's one says, let Brandon, I guess that's Brendan, know they're only catching small reds because they heard about the size limit, too. I've seen some with their tails pointed downward. I think they're afraid of being too long. Here's one says, not a hunter or a fisherman either, but I listen every Saturday when I'm out jogging, that you read several of my texts over the years. Thank you. Congratulations. And yet another, thank you for sharing your experience with this gal. I've learned a lot about the outdoors because of the show. Glad to hear we provided that service. And here's one that says, I moved to Cutoff, Bayou Cutoff in 2005. I'll never forget tuning in the U-Haul at Jack's Exxon early Saturday morning, and all the old-timers were talking Cajun French. I'm thinking I've went and moved to a place I can't speak the language. Listening since 2008. Love the show, the people, the food. That's from the Redneck Cajun. Wishing you many more years. Hook 'em up. Jesse in Lafayette says, been a listener for 25-plus years. Remember listening with my son on the way to hunting and fishing trips. And here's one says, pretty sure I've been listening from the beginning. My favorite memories are when Tommy and I would participate in the Thursday night show with a duck hunt auction for Rummel Alumni Association. Listening this morning from Starkville, Mississippi, at the Mississippi Ducks Unlimited State Convention. All right, thanks to all of you who texted in, took the time to shoot us a text, and congratulate us on our 35th anniversary of the Outdoor Show. And we're getting ready to wrap it up here again. I want to remind you, please, if you're interested in, if you've sighted manatees, it's not too late, and we would like to get your report. We'll tell you how to do that. If you tune in at 11 to noon, we're going to have Dr. Ruth Carmichael on as our guest host, filling in for Newell Norman on the show from 10 to 1 on our flagship station, WWL. Of course, next Saturday, I will be back again, starting heading for our 36th consecutive year of bringing the Outdoor Show to your truck, to your car, to your camp, to your home, to your bedroom in some of your instances. And we certainly love doing it. We appreciate you being loyal listeners, and a big, big thanks to the many sponsors over this 35 years. If there were no sponsors, there'd be no show, and we are very thankful for them. And also thanks to Cullen Steele, doing a great job pushing the buttons when we need to get in and out, and we'll be back to do it again next week with another edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.